Not so much a moment to say, yeah, we've made it, but to like, I suppose you go through levels of feeling like you've achieved something. I suppose, yeah, you've achieved something. So for me, like, the first level was like when we had our own tour, like when we headlined our own tour for the first time. That was so good. Then going over to America, headlining over there and stuff, having the number one album over there, and then to top it all off, the VMAs for me were just such a big thing. Like,
you
that
just
was
kept breaking record after record, didn't you?
That's the strangest thing, though. That's like when, like, records are, we'd have never expected, like, to break any records or anything when we first got together. Not at all. Just, you know, we just wanted to come out here, have some fun, and sell some music.
There wasn't a moment where you were first class on a plane. You thought, yeah, this is.
I haven't flown first class yet.
Haven't you?
No.
You're a business boy.
I'm a business boy.
Are you up in first then?
When I last went on holiday, yeah. I did, but. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that it is quite surreal to be like sat in first class.
Yeah,
everyone we got
crazy.
Let's
talk about
it.
Second album.
And a quick joke at it, you know.
Because every musician I talk to, second album always the most difficult.
Yeah, exactly.
Always a few nerves attached to that second album. Is it the same with you guys? Even with the pre-orders?
Yeah, I think. I think people always say the second album's the hardest, especially if the first one's kind of been well received. So, I think like. I don't know, I think when we first came to start recording the second album, we were all really nervous. Because it was all kind of in a really short space of time, like we didn't have long to do it at all. So, and then when we kind of started recording the songs, and it was kind of going well, yeah, it just went really well. And I think we're just really happy with it and really proud of the album. We think it's much better than the first one.
What's it sound like? Is it a bit more rockier? Is it a bit more to suit the big stadiums?
It's a little bit more live, I suppose.
Yeah, and we just wanted the whole vibe of it to kind of just grow with us as well. So as we got older, like, we wanted the lyric to kind of get a bit older with us. It's not massively different from the first album. It's kind of the same, but a little bit cheekier, a little bit older.
I think a little bit the mindset for the album as well. Like, obviously, you know, we've been doing a lot of tours and stuff, and being on tour and coming back. Like, the album's actually a lot of based around our tour, and like the fact that Niall plays guitar on there and stuff. So it's all like leaning towards what we're going to do on tour, sort of thing. So that's what I think is another.
I'd have to agree with you, then.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, you've been given. I mean, I'm not taking this anything away from you guys, but you've been given every sort of opportunity. When you look through the producers.
Yeah, we've been very lucky, yeah.
Think of any big song in the last 10 years, they've kind of had a hand in it, haven't they?
It's often, at first, before you get to meet, like, these producers, when you look at what they've done, it's almost quite intimidating, don't you?
Yeah, you just hear
first.
The names, don't you?
And you
see the record plaques in their, like, their studios. It just
yeah, you're in the studio and you're like, well, they've heard, like, some of the best singers around.
Yeah.
What am I going to, you know what I mean? But once you get to know, like, a producer and stuff and you start to feel more comfortable, that's when you get the best result.
Let's talk about your collaborators as well. Ed Sheeran, Tom from McFly as well. Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran, you're basically singing about his breakups. Is that extra responsibility for you, do you think?
That's true, actually. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
No.
I think the thing is with and I think maybe one of the reasons, one of many reasons why Ed might have been so successful is because his lyrics are really relatable. I think that's why. Do you want a minute?
You said successful.
Yeah.
I think one of the reasons why Ed's so successful is that his lyrics are just, like, so relatable. I think you can listen to him as any person of any age and just kind of relate to them and think about a time when you've kind of experienced the same thing. Like, I know, like, we've met people, for example, in America who hadn't heard of him before, who are, like, 40, 50 years of age, play the Ed Sheeran, and they're like, oh, my God, this is incredible.
Yeah.
So
My actual point was, because his lyrics are so relatable and, you know, you can interpret them in your own ways, that's why his songs work for us, because, you know, we can all relate to those lyrics. That song then almost becomes personal to us as well. So it's not just like having a song written by a 40-year-old and, you know, just singing the lyrics. It is actually personal to us as well. Yeah.